Hello, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio. I'm CJ Liu, and today we have Ragini Michaels. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. It's good to be here still.
Ragini Michaels is the author of a book called Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And we are talking today about faith and courage. And what I always like to do with all of our shows is to get some real-life scenarios on how do you deal with these scenarios in real life. And you know, what I was thinking recently is I had someone who said, you know, I've actually had such an awful scenario in my love life. I actually got divorced. I have this guy who cheated on me. Or even worse, you know, I've been sexually abused. I've heard nightmarish kind of stories about people who wanted to go back and find love again, but they've been so burned that they really have no faith and courage in others. So, How does this relate to the conversations we had before about faith and courage? How would someone who really wants to find love but is so kind of also really, as much as they want to, abhorrently hates the idea of relying or being with another person, falling in love again?
Well, I think it's first and foremost helpful to realize that you've probably made some generalizations about human beings. Okay, let's just stay with the idea of bad relationships. Okay, I don't want to get into the topic of abusive relationships because there's some other steps that have to be gone through there before what I'm saying is going to apply, right? But in the context, just say of a bad marriage or bad relationships and things like that, and you start to say to yourself, "What's the point?" Right. I want to have love again, but what's the point? It's helpful to realize that you've made a generalization about other people. Let's say men if you're a woman or women if you're a man. You've made a generalization that says all men or all women are going to do the same thing to you that this other one or two people on the planet have done to you. Generalizations like that form beliefs which block your ability to have faith in your own capacity to open your heart despite the fact that it's going to get hurt in life. And love relationships always bring hurt with them as well as, you know, joy. There's always pleasure and there's pain. When you can make your peace with that and you open to that, you can start to say, okay, everybody out there on the all men on the planet are not slugs, right? Women on the planet.
All men on the planet will cheat on me eventually. I can't trust men generally.
If you have beliefs like that, I can guarantee you, you're probably not going to find a good relationship because you will be drawn psychologically and unconsciously to people who will fulfill your belief.
So why is that?
It's the self-fulfilling prophecy idea. Being a behavioral change specialist, I know that what your unconscious mind believes is what you are drawn to. That's why the personal growth path is so important, because you want to change the beliefs that you have about your lack of anything and your beliefs about other people when you grow older, so that you can draw yourself into a new life, one that's different than your childhood. You know how they always say you marry your mother or you marry your father? It's ever so true.
Yes.
Unless you've done a lot of work on your unconscious process to alter the beliefs that it has, which keep you locked into the same kind of pattern, which will keep you locked into fear. And in order to get out of those abusive kind of situations, I don't want to get deep abuse, but people who don't love you or will cheat on you, you have to have courage. You have to have the freedom and courage and faith to walk away. And in order to walk away, you have to, first of all, let go of your belief that all men are going to cheat on you, right? And then come back and have faith in yourself again, right? And say, I can find a different life. I can believe that there are some men out there somewhere or some women out there somewhere who are going to behave differently. And once you step into that, then you have the courage to take the action you need to take to either get out of a bad relationship or to start dating and find a new relationship. Now, you can also say, you know, relationship is not for me. And you may really mean that. You may have, there's a lot of single women out there and men who have tried dating over and over and over again and not found anything that fits them. And their challenge might be to say, I'm going to be single. And have faith that that's a useful place to be in our world, that there's something valuable in that for them to find, which would take a great deal of courage.
Right.
It takes a great deal of courage to say yes to being single and say, I'm going to be happy. And that requires some faith to say yes to a potential life without a partner. That's a big, big percentage of people in our world today who live in that category. Well, much bigger than most people realize.
Yeah, who've decided that I'm not going to be in a relationship and I have to find happiness with being single.
That requires a lot of courage and a lot of faith. That there's something more to life than having a relationship, which is pretty dominant belief in our world, because we are by nature designed to have partners. That's our nature as human beings. Again, if you want to stay with opposites, we're drawn to our opposite to balance ourselves out. Almost everybody talks about my better half. So it's the same thing with opposites. It's the same thing happening in a marriage, right? You have opposites coming together, and part of the learning there is to help you learn from what's opposite so you can learn to flow yourself. A good marriage allows a person to begin to gain some of the attributes of their partner as their own.
Yeah, it's funny because my husband and I, we've done work. And when we've done work, I've said, you know what, I'm actually becoming more like you and you're becoming more like me. But I think initially we were drawn together because we intuitively felt deficits in our own, you know, like I feel incomplete and my husband Gideon makes me feel complete and vice versa. And as we've grown and matured and done of our work, we've kind of now taken on the characteristics of each other, which that's I think is as an example of what you're talking about.
Yes, the polarity principle operates everywhere in all situations. Polarities are always trying to get us to make peace with both sides of the coin. Right. Whatever.
So here's
it is.
What I'm hearing is, because you know how I love steps.
Yes.
What are the steps, Raghini?
You do like steps.
That's my action-oriented, fired up with CJ. This is the name of the show. So. Here's what I'm hearing as a step. First, if you actually have, you know, let's say that you do want to get back in a love relationship, or you decide to stay single, I can't even say it. I must have an issue with it. Okay, it's to figure out the generalizations that you've come up with. What have you generalized from this one particular person or experience that may have been that? What have you generalized now to the whole?
Right, and we're talking about having faith in others.
Yep.
I know that my generalizations about men for the longest time was that there was nothing good about them at all. And I remember being incredibly shocked by the realization that men actually could feel actual love and kindness. It was a strange, I mean, I don't usually share that with people because it doesn't say a whole lot about who I was in those days past, but it was really a shock to realize that I had such a deep, unconscious generalization about the entire other half of the population on the planet that they simply weren't able to feel deeply.
It is hard. It's actually, to be fair, it's hard to even figure out what your generalizations are. I mean, saying it like first step, figure out your generalizations, it's even hard to identify what they are.
Just listen to your talking. Listen to your talking and you'll hear it. Any kind
of blah, blah, blah. When you make a generalized statement about men or people who are married or blah, 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 that's an example of the generalization.
Exactly. And unless you challenge that and you say, well, which man specifically treated you that way or which couple are you speaking about? If you don't challenge those things, then they just go by and become sort of wired into your brain as one more thing that makes the idea seem like truth. And then you lose access to your faith.
Right, because the generalizations is the first step. Figure out your generalizations. The second step I'm hearing is that those generalizations probably come with a whole arsenal of beliefs. I'll never blah, blah, blah. I'm so blah, blah, blah. The blah, blah, blah is being mostly negative, right?
And it could be about you. Right now we're talking about others, but there are enormous lot of beliefs that we have about the opposite sex and about our own sex.
Right.
About
Women are always going to be the person who takes care of the guy. You know, whatever. That's a belief.
Right. It's a belief.
Right.
And a lot of those are being challenged by the changes in relationship these days, which is something that's definitely in transition.
Yeah.
What does it mean to have a relationship? What is marriage? What is love? I mean, those are all up in the air right now. So it's a good time, culturally speaking, to take a look at what you actually believe. And don't be frightened of it or scared of it. Just bring it up and take a look at it.
Yeah. Where did those, and then that was really interesting when we, when my husband and I were going through a challenging time with having two kids under the age of two. That's when I started going, well, what are my generalizations here? Well, I'm the mother. I must take care of the kids. I'm totally responsible for this. And then in the 1970s, it's like, and I'm a woman and I have to be working. And then I was like, where did these beliefs come from? It was like a 1950s belief that was from my family of origin, a 1970s belief that women, you know, and it's like figuring out where those beliefs were and how to dissect those. And I think so it's generalizations, what are the beliefs, and then letting go of those beliefs, which is harder said than done, but there's a whole bunch of work out there that's out there in terms of letting go of them.
And beliefs are very much usually will show you your polarization. Mm-hmm. Find out what the polar pair is. You know, men are tender and wonderful. Men are rough and mean.
Right.
You know, those are like two opposite perceptions of men. Right. And the thing is that once you're polarized, you're stuck with that unless you start to challenge it and understand this dynamic of opposites, which is what I'm always talking about. And the fact that life is a temporary phenomena. And here you are. If you want a relationship, let's get going because life is short. And whatever you have, bad as it was, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Won't be lasting forever.
And even if you find something great, it'll be gone too.
Right.
So just, you know, try to open up to the faith side of things and say yes to whatever life brings and have faith that it wants you to grow, mm-hmm. whatever that is. Now, I am talking about a higher spiritual faith, but out of that also comes faith in yourself, that you can say yes to life and that it's a natural thing for you to grow.
Which is in the next segment, we're going to be talking about faith in yourself. So four steps, figure out your generalizations, figure out the beliefs that support that, regain faith, and then let go of the belief, regain faith in yourself. And I really think that the examples that you bring, like all men, really all, every single man is like, or every single woman's like that, every single relationship. I think when you start breaking down those beliefs by challenging, by looking at the exception to your rule, those things are really helpful in terms of letting them go. And then it's about regaining faith in yourself. In others. And so we're going to be talking in the next segment about regaining faith in yourself. A big thanks to you again, Ragini Michaels. Get her book because you will find out more about staying happy, centered, and peaceful no matter what. And you can find her book Unflappable with the same six steps to staying happy, centered, and peaceful no matter what in a bevy of different places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, on her website, www.ragini.com. I hope Expedia doesn't sue me. Okay. Happy year and happy planet. Then make sure to check out our shows on www.fireduppwithcj.com. Next up, we'll be talking about courage and faith in yourself.